Sit down for the tea. Friends and guests are with me. Hope you'll stay a while. Sure to leave a smile. Fill up your cup. It's time to spill the tea.
So I started the recording.
Dude, don't get chai tea at Phil's.
What, yeah, why would you get chai tea at a coffee?
Because I wanted fucking chai tea, bro. All I right. wanted chai tea, and you think... I didn't think Phil's would use water. Apparently they use water, that's what...
Oh, they don't like...
That's what my girl said.
They don't use, like, a... They don't use milk?
I don't know.
It tasted like... it was watered down.
It's kind of a bust.
Yeah. And, like, I could barely taste any cinnamon.
You should have just brought your own
Oh,
cinnamon.
My God. Is this, like, firsthand?
Yeah, that's the UPS thing.
Yeah, but this is, like, someone's footage in a car.
Oh, yeah.
You see this?
Yeah. I saw that.
You saw this one?
On Twitter, yeah.
Holy shit.
It was kind of wild. I was
dude, those cops are fucking stupid.
Dog, dude, that's what 5-star in GTA looks like.
You think, like, maybe not stop the truck, like, there?
I don't know.
Dude, they got to get that 2-day shipping.
Whatever.
You put away your camera. Yeah. Wait, have we started?
Yeah, I already started it.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, I introduced it last week, so.
Are we introducing it?
Yeah, your turn. Somebody's turn.
Hi, welcome back to the official T podcast with your host, D-Bears, Jordan, and Nathan.
Sick. That was a sick
Hey, dude, wait, way to jump into it. I respect it.
Of course.
Wait, did
what? What?
Did we have? Did you put the intro song on the last episode?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. It sounded amazing, by the way.
Really?
I had to play around with the volumes because it was different.
Okay, well, I actually didn't listen to our episode, so I'm gonna listen to the
tune
right now.
You think I fucked up?
I mean, you didn't cut anything out.
Did he fuck up? Oh, did he not?
He did not.
What was he supposed
we're
to
chilling.
Cut
out? Yeah, I kind of forgot Loki when I was editing.
It's fine. We're not going to worry about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we won't worry about it.
But
what
it
was it?
I think Jordan was alluding to a name.
Yeah.
But
we're chilling.
Knows. Nobody knows. We're good.
But the
okay.
But the song sounded really good.
Yeah, shout out to Matt and Evan on that one.
We played it, and then we brought it up at the very end of the episode.
Oh, well, I guess they're going to hear it twice now.
You should have started with a fade-in. Well, it's
too late now. I'll do it. I'll add it.
Okay.
Do you want me to fade it in next time?
Fade it in.
Well, I feel like it just kind of starts abruptly.
Oh yeah, I see what you
and,
mean.
And like, there's no like.
Dog, we. Well, I'll figure it
it's
out.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Unless you want to teach me how to fade it in.
You literally.
I have no idea.
All right, I'll show you. Let's talk about our first topic today, and that is.
Did you watch YouTube Rewind?
Ass weed. No, I didn't.
God damn it. I literally sent it in the group chat for you to watch.
You're not
it.
Missing out.
Oh,
anything.
Wait, I did. Well, I didn't finish it.
You're not missing out
I know.
On anything.
I liked it.
Yeah. It was just statistical. I liked it a lot.
Statistical? Oh, I guess.
Yeah,
so,
like
yeah.
It showed off like actual
it was
creators.
Boring.
I don't give a fuck if it was boring, but it acknowledged other creators that just aren't the ones that are like taking over the fucking algorithm.
I would say it's lazy.
Definitely yeah. lazy. Definitely
I would say
lazy.
It's lazy because, I mean, I'm not big on YouTube, but don't they do like extravagant like set pieces?
They
and
typically
stuff?
Do. They've done in the past.
In, they bring in everyone and like they kind of do like this little.
Yeah, and it used to be an honor to get invited to do it. And now this year it's just flat out boring.
Well, it's also the same time last year everyone disliked it. It's always been a dislike thing.
Have you watched all the videos of people reacting to this year's?
I have not.
They want last year's to come back because they're all disappointed.
Well,
because
everybody's just mad that change happens. That happens.
No, they're mad because it's boring. It's not entertaining
at all.
People
just, I mean, I think
always complain.
I think the same people that are complaining are the
same
people that like are like, fuck YouTube. Like, fuck YouTube.
Yeah, the same people that are supportive.
And then they're like, wow, fuck this YouTube Rewind. It's just shit. Like, what the fuck? Like, fuck YouTube.
Yeah, like it acknowledged other creators, which is dope.
Doesn't everyone hate YouTube?
Basically, with their whole algorithm and considering what Jordan told us last week.
Yeah, that's why there's no kid channels on the Rewind.
Oh,
if you notice
yeah, that's
that.
Right.
So it's even not even the top 10 because they cut out all that stuff. They also cut out all the videos that were banned in different countries because they wanted to include them. Like Bitch Lasagna from PewDiePie. Congratulations. Both were banned in India and in China. So they didn't include those in the top 10 list.
What the fuck is Bitch Lasagna?
It's a song that he made about T-Series. PewDiePie.
T-Series is like the production company in India.
Yeah, they were fighting. They were featured
in the video.
Yeah, they got. Yeah.
Don't they actually have like dope content?
I mean, it's music videos, but it's all in Indian, I think. I've never watched it.
India has a huge film, like,
dude, the Bollywood scene is so sick.
They make a lot of money.
Really?
Yeah, like I've had, like in my classes, like,
yeah.
There's a lot of people who come in and talk, and like they work on like Bollywood sets. They go to India and like that shit. Like,
just talk about like the overall production.
Some of them say like the shit is even bigger than Hollywood. But you know, could be wrong. I've never been.
Yeah, we don't leave the OC bubble.
Or the Hollywood bubble, I should would say.
But yeah, I honestly liked YouTube Rewind this year. I mean, it's still going to get disliked either way. It's just a thing. So,
if you haven't seen it, I recommend not watching it. It's just boring. But if you want, if you're curious about the stats of the year.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Now we're going to get striked on our YouTube channel.
I know, dude. We are a small business. How dare you not support the small creator? You should know that, Jordan. You're on TikTok.
Hey, follow me.
Jesus. Oh, my God. But I guess, okay, if we're going to keep talking about this shit, then, was everybody Spotify kind of, like, in tune with this year?
Oh, are we talking about the Spotify?
Yeah, the Wrapped.
No, I hated mine.
Really?
Mine was pretty accurate.
Actually, let me look at mine right now. Let me
you forgot check. Yours already?
Mine was dead accurate. Mine was Post Malone.
I'm glad my artist of the decade was Aminé. Because
I feel like there's no way you listen to him that much this year. Him.
Honestly, yeah. Like
that's what I'm like guessing. I only picked him up
last year. Like hard.
Yeah, like there's no way like you just like consistently like artist would of listen.
The decade? Like, yeah. All right, I'll take it. But like.
Well, how long have you been on Spotify?
Since 2016.
Since 2016? Okay.
I mean, we did go to Aminé last year, right?
Yeah, but yeah, not, we went to but Spotify's not going to be like, oh, let's take that into account.
No, I'm just saying we went to it last year, and I think you still listen to Aminé throughout this year.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
But years. Like the fact that it would cover his span from 2016 to 2019.
Oh, rap.
Yeah, no, he listened to Aminé a lot, so.
I mean, just from last year.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I should probably turn off the sound.
Maybe.
It's all right. 1 second of stuff won't strike us.
For you.
Bet.
Dude, my top artist was Aries, bro. I don't know about that one, Chief.
Oh, shit.
Tyler, the Creator. Fucking the composer of Joker and fucking Sicario. Hey, like, dude. That's my third. Okay.
Of this year?
Yeah, top artist, yeah. And then Brockhampton and Goldlink.
R.I.P. I mean, Goldlink.
Why?
The whole Mac Miller thing. You don't remember?
I mean, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, but he just got spit roasted.
My top genre was pop rap. I guess so.
Sounds about right. Sounds like you.
Oh, I saw on Twitter like this huge thing of like pop rap. Like, why is everyone getting pop rap? Like, bro. Popular rap, like you have Tyler the Creator in your top five, you have fucking like Brockhampton, that's popular rap.
Yeah,
how do I get back to it?
You just go to it, you and go then to
search
and then made for you
and then oh,
I feel like an old guy right now.
Well, in mine here, look, like mine would just go to the search and then there's a Wrapped 2019 and then it's like right here, but you don't have an iPhone because you're poor.
So. Oh, about that. I don't know if I'm getting it anymore.
Wait, what?
Of course.
Why not? What happened?
I was being kind of savage today.
Oh, God damn it, Jordan. You fucked up.
Why would you be savage to someone who's going to buy you an iPhone?
I wasn't that savage. I was just bringing it back to his attention. I said, when would be a good time for us to hang out this month? And then he said, when are you off? And I gave it to him.
Yeah.
And then he said, okay. And he said, maybe we can help me get a tree. And I said, tree and a new phone, question mark? And then he said, for sure. But then he said, maybe not the one I wanted.
And I was like, you told him you wanted an iPhone?
Mm-hmm. So,
well, which iPhone did you tell him you wanted?
Did you tell him the Pro Max?
Yeah, so we might
get... The Pro Max? You told him the Pro...
Jordan's got big dick energy for this one.
Jordan's like, if I'm going to get a gift, I might as well go apeshit on that.
I never asked for anything.
Yeah, but and it's still, something that I wanted. The one thing you ask for is like this bougie ass.
Yeah, well, nothing wrong with that.
Why do you want the Pro Max?
Because it's a bigger screen, extra camera. Jordan's
just going to use it for porn, let's be real here.
I don't watch porn on my phone. Lens. I watch it on my TV. I don't know. It'd just be nice to have.
Extra well, no, telephoto lens. No, Nathan. It's the OLED screen.
I don't think Jordan would even notice.
To be honest, I wouldn't because I looked at all of them today.
Jesus Christ. Wait, when did you go? Dude, you could have gone to the gym with me today, you bitch.
I could have, but I was tired.
I took a nap, so.
The 11 would be nice, though.
If, okay, yeah, I'm either okay. Getting
the,
not gonna lie.
I'm either going to get the 11 or the, well, I guess probably the 11 at this point.
I mean, might
dude,
as well.
My top song in 2017 is Humble.
Sit down.
I'm so fucking humble, dude.
You're that fucking guy. Dude, okay. I think this year my top artist is pretty reflective.
How so. Is my top song this year Carousel? Bro,
by
I want to throw up.
Oh, well, yeah, didn't you? Song.
Like, no
disrespect?
Yeah, no disrespect, but, like...
Because
I highly doubt that that's my top song. Because
I only think you listened to him solely for, like, when you were doing your projects.
Yeah, I like, blasted his album, like, a lot, like, during finals in the spring.
I think the
algorithm's
weird.
But then I just totally dropped his music after that.
Yeah. I'd say my top artists for this year are pretty solid. They all just kind of in line. Nicki being my top one, it's kind of odd because I only started listening to her in the past 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it just consolidated it.
I mean, you also entirely. Have like how many minutes listened this year?
147,000.
Jesus.
Oh, I was close. 149,000. I had so many people message me when I posted that. They're like, how the actual fuck do you listen to that much music? And I was like, I just keep stuff on all day.
Fucking wild.
Like that's a lot.
Yeah, you want to see all of my stats?
Jesus. Mine keeps going down less and less each year.
288 or 228?
Last year, yeah.
Jesus,
I would
dude.
So I'd go to sleep to music. I'd have music already playing when I wake up. I'd play music when I'm at work in the back. Like,
you should just make music if you love it that much.
Dude, I fucking wish. I have no artistic skill in that field. Yeah. Well, yeah, Spotify Wrap is pretty good to me this year.
Mine was pretty accurate, considering half the time I just listen to posts, so.
Mm.
Wait, do you even have premium?
Nope.
You got your own Wrapped?
Yep.
Interesting.
He was nutting about it. He's like, I can pick my own song in my Wrapped playlist. And then he's like, but I got 4 advertisements when I picked a song.
That is true. I did get 4 ads the minute I tried to play a song.
But yeah, I think my artist of the decade reflects pretty well. I didn't think it'd be Black Bear, but it makes sense at the end of the day. Yeah.
Why are you rubbing your dick?
My belly's itchy.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Dude, how was your day?
Dude, it's been... Oh, you missed brunch today.
I did miss brunch.
Yeah, brunch is pretty solid.
I got out of class real early, and I was hoping you guys like got brunch in Irvine or something.
To be honest, can we not go to that restaurant again?
Why?
The food choices were very small.
Okay, I guess.
She said she's down next week.
We can go.
Because I got out of class. My final's only 2 hours long, so the max would be, I get it.
I could only, like, next week if we do it, I can only literally just do that brunch and then have to go back to study.
Why?
I have finals the following week. I'm off Friday, Saturday, Sunday next week, and then I'm just going to straight study.
Are we going to record next week? Or no?
It's I don't fine think if so. We don't. Yeah, I don't think I want to.
Dude, you're going to study that whole day.
No, he's going to play
COD. I'm
going to
take a nap.
Some shit. He's in play.
Okay, shut the fuck up, bitch. They just brought out Shoe House 24/7. So,
I'm gonna
nap.
Is that what you're saying?
Play some COD and then do some studying.
Well, so, you forgot the brunch.
And brunch in the morning.
But it seems like you have some time slot where you could cut out COD and record.
I think Jordan wants to record next week.
Well, he doesn't have finals to worry about.
Must be fucking That's nice.
True. Yeah, I don't.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. The brunch place, I've already been there. Their choices are what they are. So,
I'm coming, so we're going to like Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles or something.
Oh, so you want to drive to LA?
I thought there was a Roscoe's in Long Beach.
Is there? I don't know. I don't go to Long Beach.
Or like Santa Ana or something.
We can go to Hooters.
We can go to Shake Shack. They just built one in Long Beach. So you can
drive.
Huh?
So you can drive.
I'll already be in Long Beach.
All right, I'm making her drive.
I'm just kidding.
Because I've been driving the past few times.
What else is on there?
I mean, I want to talk about how Jordan almost got arrested.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't on the notes.
Bitch bet. I'm going to look at it right now.
I added it
last minute. Yeah.
I thought I would add something.
Recently? You almost?
Well, since the last time we recorded, before the hiatus, I almost got arrested.
So a very long time ago.
Maybe like 2 months ago.
That was a long time ago.
I mean, we didn't talk about it.
Okay.
Well, I'll go fuck myself.
Well, then, what happened?
Cops just think I speed.
You do?
No, I follow the speed limit at a very safe speed. And I wasn't going over 100 miles per hour and got pulled over. It was kind of scary. He took my keys away.
It's because he's part of the Stang gang.
He took my keys. He literally left me sitting in my car with no keys. And he asked me if I ever got arrested before.
Oh, yikes.
Jesus.
And I was like, no, officer. He's like, okay, I'll be right back.
Did he have you step out of your car?
No, he just took my keys. I was literally sitting there with nothing in the ignition, nothing.
That's weird. I feel like that's like, at least from what people have told me when they got pulled over, like that's never a typical thing.
I think he didn't want me to take off. Well, he was committing a felony.
Oh, yeah, so there's that.
He also didn't want me to just take off while he was doing everything. But yeah, I was with somebody, and I was like, how are you going to get home?
Who are you with?
Don't worry about it.
I feel like we both know this answer.
Yeah, I was like, how are you going to get home? Like, I would feel really bad if I just had to leave her stranded in the side
you
of the road.
You don't know what Uber and Lyft is?
I guess, but
I don't
still.
Think cops are legally allowed to leave your car abandoned.
Well, no, they would tow it.
Oh, and then you would have to pay the fee.
She would be abandoned, yeah.
No, you could have had her jail. Get a lift to go home.
What about BJ?
What?
I said something about BJ?
Jordan was
arrested?
You were going to get a BJ while you got arrested?
Dude, I heard BJ and now I'm interested.
No.
That's why he pulled you over.
Yeah, she was giving me a...
Because not because you were going over 100.
But he wanted to
because you were going over 100 while getting a BJ. He's like, oh, wait a minute.
Dude, it runs through your veins. Oh.
What the hell did you just say?
When it runs through your veins.
Oh, through your veins.
The adrenaline.
Those vinegar strokes.
Oh.
Nathan, you've been to my house. You know I have birds.
Bro, is that a fucking bird?
Has anybody here got roadhead? Because I haven't.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's like on the bucket list, but...
Yeah, to answer the question, yeah. I think we all have.
You have?
Yeah.
I haven't.
I shouldn't say. I already did say, but I shouldn't say.
Interesting. How fast are you guys going?
So are we going to measure the speed now, too?
Well, yeah. The faster
not,
it is,
not,
the more
I'm
challenging.
I'm not talking about this anymore.
This is why that's why he told her. He doesn't like it.
Now I like have to watch what I say.
I don't think she'll care.
I don't think she'll care.
Oh, Nathan's a little triggered bitch, aren't you? <ya? laughs> You're a little triggered bitch, huh?
I think she'll just be entertained.
Yeah.
It's a great topic.
She's been listening to our shit way before you guys were, like, a thing.
Yeah. I should be more embarrassed than you.
Why?
Wait, yeah, why?
There's more stuff on this stuff that's incriminating and embarrassing about me than you.
Yeah, but you're Jordan.
Yeah, it's kind of like... That's true. Yeah. Well, okay, so continue the story. So what ended up happening?
Oh, he let me off without anything.
No ticket,
no
nothing.
No ticket, nothing. I was really surprised.
What did he fucking say to you before he left? Was he like, don't do it again?
Basically, he asked me, how many times have I gotten a ticket? And I was like, one. He's like, just one? I'm like, yes, that was like 2 years ago in my Camry.
He unbuckled his shirt. He's like, you want to make it two?
Well, I think because every time you get pulled over, they have to log it. And I've been pulled over like 3 times in the last 3 years. This year. And they haven't given me a ticket any time. So technically, I didn't lie.
So you've never gotten a ticket?
I've gotten one of my Camry, my first year of college.
Oh, okay.
Listening to "That's What Look What You Made Me Do" by Taylor Swift.
Dude, speaking of Taylor Swift, Loki, she was on my decades playlist.
Do you listen to Taylor Swift?
I did, like, for like a brief stunt, just because like I was doing a road trip.
Well, the decades was like recommended.
No, like it was like my top 2019.
Oh,
no,
really?
No, it was my all time like decades playlist. So it made like songs. I was like, oh, I listen to this stuff. Beyonce was on there, which was weird because I don't really listen to her.
Joji on there too?
Yogi. For my top,
it's
for my
best top of the decade for you.
Yeah, for me.
I never listened to "Slow Dancing in the Dark" by Joji.
Oh, okay. So yours? Okay, I thought it was. I thought it I don't was like know a what curated the fuck playlist.
Oh, actually, oh god, I actually probably shouldn't play it on there.
Okay, I thought it was
might have to mute that. Actually,
I thought it was a curated playlist.
No, I've never listened to that fucking song ever.
Okay, never mind then. I thought she was on my playlist. I was like, when the
top the top songs of 2019?
Those are definitely curated. Yeah. Okay,
because it's
yeah, mine are
yeah. But I thought really the description of what they were telling you the decades for you was like your decade playlist as well.
No, there's 900,000 followers for my best of the decade for you.
Oh, okay,
dude, you got a lot of fans.
Yeah, Nathan, that's a sick playlist,
dude. Dude, I made a Camp Flogna 2019 Camp Flogna 2019 playlist, and I have 84 followers.
How did you wait,
dude? That's nice.
Did you just was it just a public playlist that you like made and people like you didn't advertise it?
No,
huh? It's kind of a flex.
I mean,
I'm just imagining Nathan being like, "Hey guys, I mean, check out my Camp Flogna playlist."
It's over now, so it doesn't really matter. Camp Flogna's over.
Well, yeah, but there's still people that like go back to it, probably.
Probably, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Did you put the date in it, or was it just Camp Flogna?
2019.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's cool. It probably helps because I used the image.
Oh, the official like, this image is, this of Camp Flogna. This is what Flogna. It looks like.
Oh, you're that motherfucker that when people look up something on Spotify, they think it's the actual thing because they put the legit image.
Camp like Flogna doesn't make their own playlist.
Well, I know that, but I meant like when people like were trying to look for it.
Well,
like first time comers.
Click.
I like to use images for my playlist.
No, I get that. But like when Jesus,
why
was
would
king,
I use like a
stock image?
No, like when Jesus is King like wasn't out on Spotify, I thought it was already. So when I looked it up, I found it. I was like, oh, Kanye made a playlist, and I was like, this is literally just a fucking compilation.
Well,
of all
yeah, that's just
songs.
Clickbait. You fucking idiot.
I know. I got fucking got. You mean to tell me you've never been got like that?
Maybe in a different context, but not through playlists on Spotify.
Jordan,
you never got like that.
Jordan, come on, laugh into the mic, buddy.
That's a good one.
Dude, nice Project Red phone, bro.
Project Red?
Dude, I was really bummed when he got the red one.
No, it's Product.
Oh, Product Red.
Why red?
Like, because that's my favorite color, and I had a feeling my dad would say.
How's that Face ID, though?
Pretty good.
I don't like Face ID.
You really get used to it. I mean, I've had it on my Android, so.
I don't know. Fucking
that's more clean than the Android head. Though. The Android one comes up with this box and it shows you your face.
That's
I don't want to see my face.
Dog, that's on your phone.
I know.
My Note 9 never did that.
Oh, well, I'd never liked it.
It did an iris and a facial scan.
Nah, yeah, no. I didn't like
what
it.
What the fuck? That's fucking weird.
I mean, dude, it's fucking secure as shit.
I don't.
It's fucking secure as
I
shit.
I
want to
use my finger. Like, what's wrong with using my finger?
Security and privacy. Like, Apple's, like, biggest thing nowadays.
Who the fuck is using my fingers?
When you're asleep, someone can grab it and go bleep. I guess somebody could open your eye. When you're
no, there's actually a detection for it.
They're looking for hands by the eyes?
No,
or what the fuck?
Like, the way, like...
They see if your pupil is dilating.
They wait a sec. They're like, he's dilating. He's out. It's go.
It doesn't scan at all, actually. The FBI is watching.
They're just
the
looking. Nope, that's not you.
They're like, he's fucking sleeping.
Your FBI's got your back.
It has a whole layout of your room.
It's just like Inside Out, huh, Jordan?
It doesn't let you in. Inside Out? FBI?
It's like, never mind, you don't get it.
Do you get it?
Da, 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 da.
I don't think you get it either.
Dude, Nathan doesn't get anything.
He gets a lot more than we do.
Jesus
Christ. I'm just not going to talk about any of this.
So, Jordan, want to tell me why you added Christmas lights / season?
Oh, how do you guys feel about Christmas? I love Christmas. I kind of had a feeling we had different opinions on Christmas.
Do you not like Christmas, Nathan?
It's all right.
What's
you don't like the lights?
I think
you don't like the vibe check. No, I think
it's just like I grew up with fucking finals always being towards the winter like end. You know what I mean? So
you
can't. I'm always in a stressful mood around.
Yeah, but you don't
time.
Get like once finals finish, you don't get that like stress free.
You don't get that natural
I do.
High of looking at Christmas.
I
lights.
Do, but right now I'm hating it because I'm hating my life right now. So.
I don't like putting up Christmas lights.
I don't look
just,
at
like,
the lights right
it.
Now and be like, wow, I love Christmas.
You're looking at a normal,
I'm looking at the lights. I'm looking at the lights right now and I'm like, fuck, I have three finals tomorrow.
You're like, I should be studying. Why am I
yeah, like,
of my
why
house?
Am I fucking looking at these green and blue lights?
What about red?
No, I can't see red.
Wait, how'd you know that was red then?
Dude, I'm fucking kidding. You just got him, dog.
Get God.
I don't know. Christmas is dope. I'm kind of with you on that, with the fact that like it's always fucking stressful.
And also my wallet's just gone to the corporations.
I don't know why we didn't just do a Secret Santa.
Fuck. We should have just did
Lindsay
that.
Lindsay was literally texting me about that today.
Oh my God.
She was like,
instead of doing 10 gifts, I could have done one.
Wait, 10?
I just fuck you. I just guessed.
How?
It's gonna end up being.
Who would organize it?
Probably.
How would that even happen?
Probably.
I mean, you know what we could do? We could just literally put our names on a piece of paper.
Put them in a hat?
In a hat or a bowl.
But we'd all have to be together to do that.
No, we can mail it.
Bitch, all right, what? You're paying for my shipping. Man.
There should be like a generator thing online. You just like make a system.
Yeah, but someone would have to look at each one who gets who.
No, there's an app called Elfster that we're using at my work, but it just randomly generates it.
Yeah, see, something like that.
But we already full-sended it, so.
What does that mean?
Wait, I feel like you full-sended it?
I feel like people already bought gifts for multiple people.
Oh.
Oh, wait, yeah.
So I would feel
bad. Yeah. We're kind of in that. We fucked up.
Yeah.
Essentially, we fucked up.
Yeah, so I'd feel bad if we just started doing that and someone got me a gift.
Because I think only one person so far...
Started shopping.
Has already shopped. Because she told me today at brunch that she bought my gift.
Oh, yeah, she's bought everyone's gift.
So we can't do Secret Santa.
Well, I've already bought you guys gifts.
Yeah, we fucked up is essentially what we're getting here. Because Lindsay texted me when I was talking to her about it.
Dude.
Prior to this.
Name dropping.
She was literally a fucking host. What the fuck? She's like, that's way too much. Why don't y'all just do Secret Santa? And I looked at the text and I was like, this bitch is right.
Well, regardless, Lindsay would have not gotten anyone, and she wouldn't have been able to come. So,
well, she would have been able to come, just no gift.
No, she wouldn't have been able to come.
And it's like family blood ties only.
It's a gift oath.
It's a what? It's a what?
What did you say?
Like a blood oath, but it's a gift oath, because you have to give a gift to be part of it. Okay. I still need to shop. I don't know what to get people. I'm very scared.
I already have kind of an idea for everyone.
It's so hard.
It's just like literally a basis of like what they
don't
talk about.
Don't try too hard, okay?
Well,
definitely try hard for me.
Last year, I actually thought of everything, and I thought I did pretty well.
And what did you get me last year?
Oh, you're a piece of shit. I remember what each one of you got me.
Really?
I'm using one of these gifts right now.
That was not from either of us.
I know it's not from you, but I know what you got me.
I got you a lavalier mic.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Have you used it?
No.
The disrespect.
It's the thought that counted.
I haven't had the chance.
Because finals.
Yes.
Now looking about it, I don't think he'll ever use it because he has better quality mics. But it was something I thought that he might use.
I have better quality mics.
Don't you have the dead cat you could use?
A Rode mic?
Yeah.
It's not a dead cat.
But you have a dead cat on it, right?
Why do you have a dead cat?
No, it's not a dead cat. It's just a
filter. I'm telling PETA.
Oh.
Yeah. Dears, what did I get you for Christmas?
You got me the fucking
week?
Arthur Fist shirt in black. But it doesn't fit me because I'm a fuck.
Nathan, what did D-Bears get you last year?
Yeah, what'd I get you? Because I fucking forgot.
Chocolate?
Oh, I think it was chocolate.
Was it?
Yeah. Jordan remembers.
Was it really just chocolate?
Yeah.
Hey, it's simple things.
I remember a lot of stuff that I got.
Look, If you don't know that I can't remember shit, then we're not friends.
I remember a lot of stuff.
I can't remember.
I just don't know if I should go like and actually try, but we'll see.
My gift for D-Bears is funny, and so is mine for you. But
I just call you guys both fleshlights.
It's not hard.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Is it the Riley Reed one?
Yeah. Is it chocolate flavored?
Yeah.
You can eat it.
Are we going on the theme?
Every year, something chocolate.
It's if you get hungry while you're using it.
Jesus!
You can eat it.
That's disgusting.
Yo, what?
Oh, sorry. I don't mean to shame any kinks. I don't mean to kink shame. Sorry.
Wow, dude.
Wait, my girl. Wait, what?
Or, I mean, any girl.
My girl.
Any, my girl.
Jesus. Yeah, there's a lot more people this year that we're doing Christmas with than last year. Last year it was only the five of us, I think, or yeah,
four or five.
Five including ourselves, the person.
No, it was just four. Us three and then
Yeah, the L wasn't there.
That's too on the nose, but we'll take it.
I mean, you said her name already.
I never said her name.
No, yeah, you did, Lindsay.
No, oh my god.
Oh,
I said she wasn't
holy
there.
Shit, dude, this guy's having a third chromie homie.
No, I said
wrong L.
Wrong L, don't you
I said
dare.
Wasn't no. there.
Yes, but there was another person with L in
yeah,
their name.
Yeah, but you guys all know who was there.
Yeah, but why do you keep saying five?
Because I thought
there.
She was there.
No,
she wasn't.
Oh, yeah, mister, I remember a lot of things. Way to fuck up.
That's true.
Yeah, you fucked up.
Now we have double that, I think, this year.
Yeah. Well, no, not eight.
Seven.
Yeah, seven.
So
three,
yeah.
Four, five, six. No, six.
Yeah, six.
Still a lot.
Jordan's
gonna have God, Jordan's really fucking my brain right now.
See, so what happens when you don't take math for a minute? The numbers just don't add up.
Yeah.
Wait, Jordan, do you not have a final for your one class that you have?
It's a final project, but I'm halfway done with it.
What is it?
It's just, he gave me clips and I have to edit it into a, it's a Old Town Road. No, not the music video, but it's a documentary about this guy. He has horses.
And Mandalorian.
I fucking did the same thing. It's so
it's
fucking
so
tedious.
Boring.
Wait,
yeah.
Why don't you just, I was going to say you could just use his.
You still have it. No.
Probably, yeah.
I have the whole beginning, and I know how I'm going to end it. It's just finding, like, the what he did during the day part. Is
Nathan,
like,
can you imagine only having
so
one project, too, for finals week? Imagine that. The bliss and harmony you would feel.
Oh, I full sent it today, and I decided my final project is I'm making a horror trailer out of Surf's Up.
Dude, that's lit.
That's what I'm going to do.
It's like the climax of the trailer when he fucks up on the board.
I don't know. We're
I've never seen the
out.
Movie, but I
You've never seen Surf's Up?
Oh, my God. It's
Dude,
amazing.
It's okay. Wait.
One of Shia LaBeouf's greatest films.
Wait, is he the main
kid? He's
the
main
penguin?
Kid.
Wait,
oh, my God.
It's the one where, like, it's the penguins are, like, learning to surf, right?
They're not
No, so it's
surf.
A penguin, and it's basically in a documentary setting. Spoilers if you haven't seen
and
Surf's
Jeff
Up.
And Jeff Bridges
it's been a few
is Big Z.
Dude, I love the Chicken Joe or whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah, the chicken.
Dude, the chicken that rides a surfboard is fucking lit.
But it's a good film,
Chicken
dude.
Little? Is it on Disney Plus?
No,
it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix
though.
Now, yeah.
Okay, maybe I'll.
How have you not seen Surf's Up?
Is it DreamWorks?
Yeah.
I think it's one of
have
their only
seen
good
robots.
Movies they've had.
It's DreamWorks. What?
Have you seen Robots?
Yes.
God damn it.
That one's all right.
That one's a fucking classic.
That one's pretty good.
That one's
it's
solid.
I'll give it to you.
The second one was
a classic, but.
There was a second one?
I think so.
Oh, I don't remember.
Let me double check just to be sure. I knew the first one was a banger.
But speaking of Surf's Up, do you know there's like a second one with old wrestlers?
What?
Yeah, John Cena's like in the second one or something like that.
It has nothing to do with penguins?
Well, no, like it has like some of the same characters, but like it's like Surf's Up meets WWE.
What?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Because we were talking about it in the break room the other day because someone was like, oh my God, it's so great. And then they were like, bro, you should watch the second one. Like, nope, it's gonna ruin the first one for me. First one's amazing.
Yeah, I love
definitely
it.
A top 10 childhood movie of mine. Next to Tarzan, probably. Oh, Hercules is so good too.
So how is that Robots 2?
Oh, sorry. I was
what the hell were you even doing?
I was replying to a text.
I was stalling for you.
I was not committed to this at all.
Not committed to this bit. So Nathan, how was your day? What'd you do? You went to class.
I went to class, committed to making my project. And then
have you started it yet?
No.
What?
I'm really excited to see that, to be honest.
Yeah, we'll see.
I think it's gonna be pretty good.
Nathan.
What? So when I looked up Robots 2, it's expected to come out in 2022. Guess who's in it? Supposedly.
The Rock.
I could not guess.
Ewan McGregor.
Really? Wait, let me see.
This is on Idea Central and Fandom, but it's supposed to be a sequel, like a direct sequel. Supposedly. This is all supposed.
Directed by Chris Wedge.
I don't know. That logo looks pretty
good. Amanda
bad.
Seyfried is... Jim Carrey, Halle Berry, Kevin James.
Nathan's having a nut right
John
now.
John Cena, Amy Poehler, Kiki Palmer, Reese Witherspoon. Bro, Ashton Kutcher and Dakota Fanning. What cast is this?
Wait, who was in the original one? Anyone from the original?
I don't remember.
Look it up. Look it up.
Dude, that's crazy.
I don't know. That
Robots
logo...
2, The Attack of the Dark Bots.
I don't know, though. That logo looks pretty...
I think it's just a placeholder.
I don't like that 2, though. I feel like they would have gone...
You don't like the 2.
They already have the songs.
Look it up.
They already have the editor. Distributed by Disney. They already have the time length. Box office. Wait, what? How does it have box office numbers?
Here, pass it back.
Wait.
D-Birds really wants his phone.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Wait. I'm just confused. Like, what even is this website? Okay, go on fucking IMDb and see if it's up there.
All right. I got you.
Because what the fuck is that? Fandom?
I don't know.
Should I know what that is?
It looks very fanfic-esque website.
You're into fanfic?
Yeah, I've dabbled. I wrote one about, PETA from The Hunger Games. But, you know, he's with Elsa now from Frozen.
What?
I don't know. Those are two random characters that came off my head.
I don't fuck with fanfic.
I mean,
it's interesting, but like,
I think it's a good outlet for people to express themselves. But
yeah,
some of the stuff's like real kinky. Like, I don't like it. That stuff's weird. But like, when people
I'm just like, I don't know
stories,
if people are even capable of, like, you know,
no,
what
I
makes,
don't.
What makes you worthy of telling this fictional story? You're just a fan.
Well, I mean, they're not like producing it. That's why I'm like, it's okay, whatever. Go ahead.
Oh yeah,
it's not canon.
Well, no shit. It's fanfic. But I'm just saying, like...
If it keeps them off drugs, I'm all for it.
I guess, who the fuck are you? Running for president?
Jordan Robart. 2020.
Who are you guys going to vote for?
Dude, we can't discuss this.
Dude, Trump might win again.
I bet.
I told D-Bears that the other day, and he said, no.
I want to be optimistic and hope he doesn't.
Okay, oh, I think we all do.
I think he's going to get reelected. Just look at the previous election. Everyone thought he was going to lose. But there's so many, like, in hiding Trump supporters.
It's just like, I don't know. It's so hard to believe him winning.
Who's
again.
Who's he running
though?
Against?
Like,
Andrew Yang, right?
Here, he's one of them. That's why, like, there's no one... like, good enough
to
in the
fight?
Democratic Party. Bernie, if you guys like socialists.
I know.
I don't think he's, like, completely socialist.
He's
know,
quite a socialist.
He also looks
he's
like he
there.
Might die tomorrow. So.
Why does every, like, why is that a problem with people? Like, oh, he just looks old. Like,
like, okay, his
bro,
age.
Bro, did you look at Trump? Like... I didn't know you wanted an orange duck. Like,
no, but it's
George
like...
Washington, I think, looked old.
No, but George Washington earned that.
and Donald Trump did after fucking filing for bankruptcy five times or something. I'm
not saying he earned that.
I know. I'm just saying, but like,
Biden's not looking too hot right now. Yeah. From what, just what I, okay. just from how like people view him on Twitter. Yeah, Joe Biden alone. Isn't
gonna... But just think of it this way: if Bernie died while in office, the vice president would take over. Now, depending on who that is, it would just be a free shot at office. No one would vote them in. What if the vice president's Hillary? That's her way to get in? Nah, dog, nah.
I don't think she wants to be vice president.
I'm vibing with Yang.
And why is that?
Because he's Asian. I'm just kidding. I need to look further into it. I mean, dude, there's just way too much right now. I don't give a fuck. I have finals coming up.
Lamau.
Hit me back with that question in like March.
Okay, but going back to the previous election, I don't think either candidate was good, to be honest.
Yeah, but you pick your poison on that one.
That is true.
I think Hillary just hides a lot.
Yeah, but Trump literally is doing the same thing that they were giving Hillary shit for. Some of his people in his cabinet are using fucking private servers for emails. He's literally replacing the swamp that he wanted to clear out with more swampy people.
I mean, if you think about it, Trump literally did what Hillary did.
But I'm just thinking of the knowledge but that we Trump had at the time. But Trump did it at
a fucking worldwide like extension like of what Hillary did. And
but at the time period, people are just like, you can't predict the future.
Let's just not... Well, when you elect a piece of shit human being,
you can kind of predict.
Well, you either like, oh, I'll accept him for his political beliefs, like... Dude, he's a piece of shit human being. Like,
like his political beliefs are also gonna be shitty. And like then the just fact that
he's a Republican, you don't have to vote.
And then the fact that our summit, like when he literally walked out of the summit. Politics are interesting. He walked out of the summit because he was fucking roasted. Can you imagine being that much of a little bitch, Snowflake?
Look what I started.
No, that's the only thing I picked up. The last thing politically that I like was kind of keeping an eye on was the summit. And how he walked out after Trudeau was kind of like spit roasting him.
Did he walk out? Was he even there?
He was. And then there was video clips of Trudeau and a couple other people basically just like making fun of
him. I saw that, the clip, yeah.
And yeah, it was just, it's like, dude, like we're a fucking joke to every other nation. But you know, I'm still waiting for Kim Jong-un's Christmas gift. So we'll see on Christmas Day. Hoping it's a nuke.
Why is that a thing?
I don't know.
I keep seeing like shit like, yo, Kim Jong-un.
Wait, is he replacing Santa this year?
Yeah.
He's going to be delivering presents at our doorstep?
Instead of a fucking slaying reindeers, it's a fucking atomic nuclear bomb.
With a communist.
Fucking Big Bertha.
I'm going to be playing Katy Perry on a firework on Christmas morning.
If we all play firework, do you think it'll protect us?
Oh my god, I totally forgot about that movie.
Because it was so bad.
It actually wasn't that bad.
I know it
wasn't. It was entertaining.
It was entertaining, I'll give it that. They're entertaining people.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen and fucking James
Franklin. It was just one giant skit, kind of. I liked it.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag?
The fact that, like, it got banned or whatever, like, it got so much, like...
Yeah, backlash. So it had funny. To get directed to DVD, which is Netflix.
That's yeah. so funny.
But yeah, Nathan finally, I don't know if he told you on the way here, but he finally caught up on Mandalorian.
Oh yeah, I'm on
did you watch episode 5?
I already watched the new one today.
I did too.
I watched it, yeah.
Unpopular opinion, probably. D-Bear's going to roast me for this. The quality's gone down since the first episode, in my opinion.
Really? I don't know. I haven't really noticed that. Everything just kind of keeps
quality
continuing.
As in...
Like the story.
The story's always been shit.
The dialogue's trash. All right,
we're going to ignore Nathan moving forward.
No, like, I guess the story too. I would agree with that. But the dialogue and like the story, like,
it's hard because, like, I don't know. I went into this, like, expecting some, like, dude, like, come on.
Like,
a Mandalorian, like, a fucking bounty hunter. Like, I expect something decent, but like it's just this story of this bounty hunter who finds good in his
in his soul.
Just the even the action scenes aren't even worth watching, in my opinion.
Yeah, like some of like the episode.
What are you talking about? What about that shootout in the third episode?
I'm saying the quality is progressively getting worse.
Nah.
What shootout?
When the other Mandos come out.
It was alright.
You didn't like that scene.
I liked everything before that. Everything before that was good.
When he's coming out of the base with the
that scene was good. I did like the Mandos coming out. That was fine.
I like that because it was cool.
I saw it coming.
No, what confused me was like him flying with him.
Well,
at the
that
end.
Was the episode that like he goes down and like everyone's like, oh, like blah, 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 blah,
yeah, he's like, oh,
like,
you're a little bitch. Okay, like, you're the Empire's bitch.
We're gonna see these fuckers.
I didn't think that we were gonna see them right away. But what kind of was weird, because you know how they have the jetpacks?
Uh-huh.
He's flying away, and the guy catches up with him. I don't know if that's, like, legit, like, how.
That's just Disney.
I guess. He's just, like, fucking, like, just retconning the jetpack altogether. We're just like, what the fuck? Like, that makes no sense that he caught up.
The dialogue sucks, because right after that he says, I need to get me one of those. Like, just
and also, like...
Up. The dialogue's really bad.
Well, no, and also, like, you got new armor... Mm-hmm. You could have just got a jetpack with that currency or whatever. Yeah, like, why didn't you just get a fucking jetpack?
Nothing, armor first, dog. It's going to protect him.
Nothing compares to the first fight scene in the first episode with the robot that you never see ever again.
Because he killed it.
I know, but I'm saying nothing compares to that fight scene. That was an amazing scene.
Oh, the shootout scene with him and the robot.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
That
was
amazing.
I like that.
And well, the action afterwards is kind of like...
It was a little unbelievable, but I still
liked it. It was good.
Like,
but
when he was running to get on the turret, like, no one can shoot him. And then once he gets on the turret, he's shooting, like, no one can hit him. He's in the middle.
But, like, the camera like angles and everything I thought were really good. And then the second one I liked was episode 2 when he's fighting the horn thing.
We said spoilers before this, right?
Spoilers.
Like, we're just talking about the show right now.
If you know, you know.
I don't know. It's not interesting.
Thank you. Yes, the show isn't really interesting. Like,
and
it's
all
just
the characters you can't get like, attached just, to or invested into because they're not there anymore.
Okay, the thing is, like we can't like.
I get why they do it because he's supposed to be by himself.
We don't know
what
his face looks like, so like we're just stuck looking at his mask. Like, yeah, that's our protagonist is just this helmet.
Yeah, and the bad dialogue.
You're given some slight backstory though.
That doesn't help. But also like
we're gonna see his face.
Also
it's,
like
it's
the
gonna
like
happen.
I love fucking Werner Herzog. Like I wanna see more of him. But like I don't know.
Which and character then, was that?
He's the old guy who's like the Imperial leader.
Mm-hmm.
Who he gets his first bounty
mm-hmm.
from.
Mm-hmm.
Werner Herzog is like a
he plays a character in Rick and Morty.
Nice, proclaimed documentary filmmaker of all time. But
he also wanted to kill Rick, so I don't know if I like him.
I love him. But he also like he came out saying that like Disney was or I think Jon Favreau or something or whoever the creative director was like they were almost gonna just make Baby Yoda CGI instead
of
a puppet.
But the guy was just like, no, fuck it. Puppet as fuck. And then some CGI.
Well no, they ended up using the puppet, but
yeah, there's
when
some
Werner
CGI.
Herzog found out, he was like, y'all are fucking pussies.
Honestly, I'm over Baby Yoda at this point, too.
I'm not. I love him.
Yeah, wait, what the fuck?
He's
that's literally the background story right now.
He's a what's the story?
Well,
that's
currently,
the thing. That's like the thing.
Wait, no, okay, wait, hold up. They literally fucking lay it out for you. They tell you, like,
they're just on the
we need
hunt.
To
there's no...
Shut the fuck up. I'm going to tell you.
We're trashing the show.
No. I get your complaints. I'm going to tell you why you're wrong.
Sure, go ahead.
The story right now is he finds Baby Yoda, correct?
Uh-huh.
He realizes after the second episode, something special about the fucking dude.
Kid.
No, he's a little dude.
He's actually not a kid either. He's 50 years old.
Yeah, but like they said in the first episode, species age differently.
No, I know, but I'm defending
but yeah, yeah,
you.
In this case, yeah, yeah, in this case, he's a kid. Anyways.
Jesus, I'm
anyways,
defending this guy.
Anyways, so right now, like from the past, what, from episode 2 to 5 right now, after 4, he was going to leave him there on that planet.
I wish they did.
But then that one bounty hunter that they literally just drop, I was kind of what the fuck at that point.
Honestly, in episode 4, when he was leaving him there, I was like, bro, you're fucking stupid. Like, how can you be so stupid? Because, like, everyone still has their fucking things mm-hmm. to detect him. Like, if you really cared about the kid,
I think the expected,
protect him all your life.
I think the expected thing was the fact that he trained that entire village. him and that one bounty, that one Imperial, the shock trooper, basically trained that village. So I think the expected thing was that they were just going to hold, like, protect the kid.
I guess.
Like, I don't think it needed to be upfront about it. Like, I got the idea, like, okay, they just fucking destroyed an AT-ST and stopped all those fucking barbarian dudes.
I mean, they didn't.
Yeah.
Well, the
two bounty hunters did.
I really wish the girl came with him so we would get more character development.
Yeah, I don't know why they keep abandoning these characters. That's what's
and they're so off. Cool, too. Like, the robot, I thought he was going to reprogram the robot and it would be like a sidekick. No, he just
well,
he's gone.
Well, that's what bugs me right now is they're in the actual image for the promotion. Like, the robot and the girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they have pops and they're only there for
I have spoken.
One episode.
That guy's a little fucking cutie, dude.
Dude, I hate all the new fucking sayings. They're so cringy. I have spoken. This is the way. Oh my god! Please stop saying this shit. Like, it's so annoying.
The memes out of them are really
funny.
It's
so like, oh, they're so Disney.
I saw one where it was like a Modern Warfare meme, and it's like we get claymores in 725, and then it's like in the Mando going, "This is the way."
No, but like, okay, back to like Mando is kind of a boring character.
And Yoda hasn't done anything yet.
Yeah. Okay. The story is basically we're following this bounty hunter
to protect
this
kid.
Who's just carrying a kid around.
But he's trying to protect the kid because he doesn't know what to do with the kid yet. But
where's
they're doing,
the story?
Yeah.
Like, where is the story?
So, okay, so from what I...
it was there for like the first two
from
episodes.
From what I picked up from 4 to 5 is they're just literally trying to find a place. But at the beginning of 5, you saw like he's getting shot down by another bounty hunter for the kid.
And also, I'm not getting this, like, people, like, slowly catching up to him. Like, okay, sure. I don't care. That's nothing interesting. He's a bounty hunter.
How are they even tracking Baby Yoda, though? Like, does he have a chip in his arm or, like, what?
Well, that's just Star Wars fucking... Just, that's fanfic for you. Like,
I'm very curious.
There's probably some extended shit about like, how the tracker's...
I thought in the first episode it was connected to the box that he was in. And then they threw that away, and now it's just the kid.
I think it's... I don't know if it's DNA related. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's why I'm confused. I was
they have the same tracker for the episode 5 mm-hmm. chick.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
I don't know. The latest episode was kind of interesting. Like, it was bad. I don't like it too much. Like, I get it because it's just like a filler episode to me. Fifth episode is a filler.
They're all kind of fillers.
No, they
are. I agree. Episode 1 and 2, like, I was like, all right, like, we're, like, this is kind of interesting. And then,
even
like,
episode, like, 3.
I forget what 3 was.
When he goes back.
3 is when he gets his new armor set, and the guy's like, oh, you're Empire's bitch. And then.
No, that's when he goes back and gets the kid, right?
Yes, that's when he also gets called Empire's bitch. And then he gets his new armor. The Mandos come out. I gotta get me one of those.
Like, yeah, I thought episode that was 1, good, 3. And then they just haven't done anything since.
And 4 have been solid so far.
Also, episode 4 was directed by Bryce Dallas Howard. I don't know if anyone noticed.
No. What's the significance?
Was it a different director than the other 4?
They're all different directors.
Each episode? Oh, yeah, I haven't noticed.
John Favreau directed the first one.
Didn't he just direct the 5th one too?
I don't know. I don't think so. Some other guy. You guys know who Bryce Dallas Howard is, right?
You're looking at the guy who...
the main chick in Jurassic World and Gwen Stacy in the original Spider-Man.
Red hair?
The original Spider-Man?
Or maybe red. In the original, she's Gwen Stacy.
The one like that kisses him upside down.
Yeah. Oh, Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
And he's like, lay it on me. And then she does it, right? That's that.
Well, she's also the daughter of Ron Howard, so... You guys probably don't know
who
Ron
that guy. Is.
Or not Ron Howard. Fuck, I just fucked that up. Never mind.
Oh,
let's move
on. Ousted from the film community now.
No, I just... it's just going downhill,
I'm
in my
hoping
opinion.
they bridge it from Mando to 6.
I'm hoping or they give us something fucking interesting and they let us keep a character for once that's actually interesting because Mando is not that interesting.
He was interesting in the first
movie. Baby Yoda is like... Like... Okay, yeah, we're just relying on him
it's
being
cute.
It's just
for fan service at this point. That's all it is, fan service and cuteness.
Like, when he used the Force, that was like, all right, now we're getting something.
Well, yeah, because it's like, oh, he's Force sensitive at that age. It's like, okay.
Yeah, and 3 episodes later, like, he hasn't done anything.
He's just sipping coffee and making memes.
Yeah.
Okay, the sipping one's kind of a dope gif, though.
It's not even a GIF. It's just a.
Oh, I've used it as a GIF. No, there's a GIF of it now.
I was really hoping they shot him.
Jesus Christ.
No, because I thought they were committing to it. Like, now he has to deal with the ramifications.
No, that would have been really bad because then the story would have just went kaput.
Like, Mando, it's already kaput.
Well, yeah, but we're only,
I get what you're saying.
The plot is
everybody trying to figure out what is he going to do with the kid.
Yeah,
I get.
I only think that between the last two or three episodes, or the last two, maybe just the last one, he's going to call an audible and hit up the shock trooper.
Who is the shock trooper? Who is
the black hair lady in episode 4?
Episode 4?
When he's on that village protecting, the girl and him destroy the ATSD.
Lady. The Drax.
She's a shock trooper?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's very subtly dropped. She's like, oh, what's a shock trooper doing here? And then she's like, oh,
yeah.
It's like the most subtle thing. Like, you just kind of have to pay attention.
Yeah, he literally says,
I think I was like chewing something and it interrupted her explaining her fucking backstory. And
it wasn't even like explaining.
I was like, wait, what is she?
She literally was just like, Mando was like, what's a shock trooper like you doing here? And then it's just.
After their first confrontation and they're on the ground, a baby Yoda comes out with a drink. He says, want a drink?
No, it's like, you want oatmeal.
He says something and it's like.
It was oatmeal. I think it was oatmeal. Pretty solid it was.
I don't think it was oatmeal.
I think it was bone meal or something. Because they don't have fucking oatmeal.
You want oatmeal?
Yeah, it's universal.
No, I think he says you want tea.
Oh, yeah, something like that.
Is it tea? It's drink. Okay, I guess it's drink related.
And I was like, oh, it's so cheesy.
But yeah.
I mean, that's just Disney.
Oh, the dialogue's so bad.
I don't know.
I'm enjoying it for
what
it is.
We'll see where it goes.
At least none of us are one of those incels that are actually part of the Star Wars fan.
Fan what?
Like the people that like wholeheartedly defend like Star Wars lore to their fucking graves. Like the biggest hill to die on.
I mean, I think Daniel loves it.
Does he?
Jessica likes it.
No, but like I'm talking about like the major ones.
Oh, I don't know.
Like they read, they bitch and complain that like the books aren't part of the main story.
There's some. It's just I get why they got rid of all the other ones.
The books?
Mm-hmm.
You read the books?
No.
Oh.
But I'm just saying.
Come on, Nathan.
They
wrote
so many comic books about all the stuff that happened before and after, and they wanted to make a one defined story. Makes sense to me why they would get rid of all the legends. And it's not like they're not part of it. It's just they're legends now.
But the ones that get picked are the interesting, like the ones that they don't include that were the interesting ones or what bugs me. Like
all the ones they include are the ones they came out with after Force Awakens. So it makes sense why they picked them, because they came out after
Fallen Order.
Is that a book?
No, the game. Like the protagonist in that game is canon.
the whole
I'm
game
saying
is
all
canon.
The books. Yeah.
No, I'm just referring to like just overall content, like books, movies.
I was just talking about all the books. All the books that they counted were the ones after Force Awakens.
Oh, I guess.
All the other ones are just legends.
Wasn't what's her name? The girl, the villain in the animated series, the one with like the weird lines, Count Dooku's apprentice.
The chick with two lightsabers.
Just fucking two lightsabers. Just.
I did this.
I don't know why I did this to
you. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is not what I did? I just did.
I thought you were going to do this.
Count Dooku's apprentice?
Jesus.
But yeah, what's her name? She's canon, right?
She is, yeah.
That's
what
confused me, because it's like,
that's
yeah.
Why?
Does she? I haven't seen. Dude, you spoil everything to me. I remember when
you were just confused of why she's canon.
No, I was asking if she was canon. You're just like, yeah, she's dead, though.
She dead, though. Oh. She died, though.
She did.
Dude, but I just like Fallen Order is really good and I haven't finished it yet, but like
it's
like easy shit. Like give us something that like is mysterious, like cliffhangers and shit, and like give us something to find out. But like you're not giving us anything in The Mandalorian where like Baby Yoda's past or something, or like fucking like
the mystery is where
it
comes from.
Yeah, that's the just entire like meme about it. It's like nobody knows what his fucking actual species is.
Like, and honestly, like, I don't give a shit about exploring Mando.
Really? I don't know.
Like,
I kind of did.
He's very
fucking
boring.
I did at the beginning.
He's very boring now.
But they should have kept his character change for later on.
Aren't essentially most of the Mandos just all boring? Because they're all just bounty hunters.
Well, at the very beginning, he's just like, I'm just doing bounties. That's what I do. I don't care who they are. They should have kept the character change till like episode 3. Because he changes in the second one.
The thing is, like, I forget which episode, but I was like, it made it seem like he knew of Yoda or something. So, like, he knew this kid was important. But he was... Then it just kind of came out like he just wanted
to... Well, the thing... What I've noticed is I don't think he likes the Empire, so that's why he takes the kid back, because after he sees that it's sensitive to the Force...
I don't think he cares about the Empire, but he's kind of forced to not like it since his whole his religion or whatever.
Yeah, and the guild, too.
Well, also, they also killed his whole family.
Yeah, that too. So I forgot about that backstory.
What's bugging me is, like, they've been dropping his fucking backstory, yeah, and then they stopped. They, like, drip-fed it to us, and then they're just like, yeah, no.
You're done. What's kind of crazy is he might be a clone. I think he is a clone. Because the droid that killed his family is one that happened during the Clone Wars.
Did we just finish the
sentences?
Sorry, Nathan.
I'm just getting cucked right now. It's okay.
Yeah, sorry, bro.
So they might turn him into a...
Wait, what do you mean the same droid was...
The super battle droid that kills his parents are from the Clone Wars.
Oh, yeah, the guy with the...
The guy with the...
The wrist gun.
The Doom
Fist. Most OP guy in Battlefront 2. Yes! The original Xbox. Yes!
Wait, what about the droidicas?
No, those droidicas... Those took too many fucking points. Fucking hated those things when I was a kid.
Yeah. Droidicas are pretty badass. I always loved them.
No, they're little bitches. They need to be a bubble. Fucking...
Dude, that's pretty smart.
Isn't Finn supposed to be a clone? Finn's a clone?
No. After... isn't it after... Like, the lore they changed up is after Empire, they stopped using clones and they just abducted kids. Pretty sure it was something along the lines of that.
Wait. Mando has parents. How can he be a clone?
Oh, I guess that's true.
Did the clones have parents?
Well, I mean, they're clones.
I forgot episode 2.
No, they're all cloned from Boba Fett.
Okay.
Or Jango Fett?
No, Jango... Boba Fett is...
No, it's Jango Fett. It's Jango Fett. It's Jango.
I only know the lore that's, like, fed to me, like, what I see and what I watch.
I know that Boba Fett in episode 2 has the curly hair. So he kind of looks like him when he was a kid.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he take off his mask?
No, they just show him as a kid. But they don't show his head. It's just him.
Saw Jango Fett's face.
We saw Jango Fett.
Yeah. That's when he was dying. Like, right?
They go to his room and they start talking.
They weren't Mandalorians, though, right?
No, they're Mandalorians. He is a Mando.
That's the fucking armor that they have.
No, that's what I thought. But they're showing their faces, so... I don't know.
Where is that? Or isn't that stolen gear? Because
Didn't Star Wars lore is just too much for me.
Hey, it's still better than Lord of the Rings. Still better than Lord of the Rings.
Why?
I don't know. I never got into it. It just looks like they have way too many prequels, and then they have the original stuff.
I like Lord of the Rings, pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, I was told to watch it, but then I didn't.
I mean, it's more fantasy where Star Wars is future.
No.
Oh, dude, it's fantasy.
A long time ago. It's a prequel to our generation.
Dude, time is a paradox.
But yeah, I think we're at an hour now.
And we talked about Mandalorian for like 30 minutes of that hour.
Not about 20. It's okay. I want to talk about the white van stuff, but it's whatever.
What is the white van stuff?
Have you not seen that like spree of people reposting stuff on their stories? It's like, stay safe. There's been people coming into cities like Lake Forest,
like
Irvine.
The car. Yeah. I thought you were talking about like, no, like damn, the shoe Daniel?
Company. Vans?
That's what I thought for the longest time when he was trying to tell me. I was like, no. White van.
Why is Dan Daniel?
Daniel's back. Fuck.
Yeah, he's donating money. I don't know. But yeah, it's like people are posting the things where it's like, oh, be careful if they leave a piece of paper on your car. It's going to drug you. And I was like, my general ass taking general chemistry was like, but how?
I heard it was if they leave a piece of paper on your door, it's so that they know that they're targeting you.
Oh, I saw that one.
So they can follow you home.
Oh, I saw a girl crying. Her telling us her boyfriend left her.
The Cheesecake Factory one?
What's the Cheesecake Factory one?
Oh, that one's interesting.
Is it like a stretch?
There was a kind of. There was two girls sitting next to like on the patio next to the fence or the gate or whatever.
Oh, I heard about this one.
Yeah, and then there was
this one at the Mission Viejo Cheese Factory. Yeah, I heard about this one.
The two Russian people were like sitting across from them. They said Russian. I don't know if it was Russian, but they blanket were statement. They were trying to talk to them, and then this person rolls up in the van, and we're like trying to get them to come into the van. So they went inside and complained, and they called the cops.
But well, they said the workers like wouldn't even do anything.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
No.
Like the waiters were like avoiding that area.
Oh, we just pissed off the Asian community.
I mean, we're fucking Asian.
Yeah.
Jordan, you can't do it.
But honestly, it could just be like a language barrier thing. I'm not saying that they weren't trying to, but like,
I mean, like, you're right, but also like, it's, I feel like there's a human condition on where we can detect if people are being fucking weird.
Yeah, it's like things. Like I get the whole idea of like just being like well aware of your surrounding, but I'm thinking it's also extremely exaggerated. I'm probably going to get fucking roasted for it, and people are just going to think that I just don't support it, but
well, I mean, better safe than sorry, but
like, exactly. I get the idea why they're spreading it, but it's also like it's taking it to a certain exaggeration where it's
they're like Karens on Facebook.
Like, exactly. Post, Karens are posting about it. Fucking just like random ass people are spreading the information. I've even seen some people like who have like white vans as part of their business doing AC units, plumbing, who are getting fucking flagged for it. They're like,
well, yeah, exactly.
It's just, it's kind of getting blown out.
Next thing's going to be ice cream trucks.
Exactly. Okay. Well, let's be real here. Those are sketchy.
Do you, you went to the middle, same middle school, right?
Yeah.
The what?
Same we went to the school. Same middle school, right? Remember that the ice cream truck that would come down every single day?
Yeah.
Every day?
Yeah.
I don't remember every day. Probably once we left it.
It was like every day. And it got so bad that the principal had to tell him not to come. But they still came. But
so like, or are you trying to allude that it actually that the ice cream driver was sketch?
No, I thought he was a nice man. Oh, okay. But I could see how people would think that he was sketch coming like, to a middle school. Every he just wanted business. Nothing wrong with that. But he seemed kind of sketched, like if I was older, probably. But he was just selling.
Yeah.
Selling the goods. The children.
Yeah. So that's literally what it just like bugged me because people were like the paper one was the big one that put me on the edge. I was like, dude, like a piece of paper that you touch will immediately knock you the fuck out. Is this some anime that I didn't watch as a kid? Like, what fucking shit? I don't know. Like, don't get me wrong, I was talking to my friend about this on the phone last night, because we were just...
Your friend?
Yeah, we were just shooting it up with ideas. And we were just like, yeah, it's kind of exaggerated. Like, we were just bouncing out, like, what's being talked about. And I brought it up to her, and she's like...
To her?
Huh? Yeah. I'm not going to name drop. It's Nathan knows who it is. I'll tell after. But I was telling her, and she's like... kind of on par with me with the idea of it, but it's like I'm not trying to like dismay like, oh, girls just don't be aware of your surroundings. And I'm like, that's my biggest fear, that somebody's gonna take what I say and just think that.
Be aware, but don't over exaggerate.
Yeah,
don't blow stuff out of proportion.
Yeah, the classic, like, do what most, like, the common sense thing. Travel in a group, make sure you're aware of your surroundings. Like,
and if you're not sure, someone just avoid them.
Yeah, that's why I carry mace.
That's why I carry danger and danger.
I don't know. It's always like a. It's always fucked up though. Like,
it's a very gray area. So but well, yeah, people
always say like that shit fucking happens.
No, yeah, that's the thing. Okay. It's what happens too. It's like the sad part. It's like, it's just fucked.
But the thing is, it's always happened. It's just now that social media is such a big thing.
It's just increasingly
and everything like travels at the speed of light. Everything's more like boom.
I think it's good though.
Yeah. No, it's definitely good. It's definitely good. Don't get me wrong. But yeah.
I'm just more mainstream now.
One of my Saddleback professors was telling like a fucked up story that like happened in the Saddleback parking lot.
Oh, jeez. IVC's had a couple like weird stories like that. So like it happens. Like we all know it, but.
There's some weird people out there. People that fuck couches. People that do other stuff.
That's a callback if I ever heard one.
Sorry, I was thinking of Saddleback.
It's a good one.
That's a classic story. That's a legend, some would say. But I guess we should probably study for finals.
Yeah, they'll probably do that.
So, Jordan, if you wanna wrap it up.
What does that mean?
Like
Spotify wrap this bitch up, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, shit.
Well, thank you for watching.